Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Haley's in Cleveland. She's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102. Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites is brought to you by Apex Skin. Haley, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Orlando Bloom.
You're still stuck on this.
Or Tom Brady. Who is more attractive? Which one's more attractive?
Tom Brady.
Oh, you have your first.
Yes!
It's the first person all morning that's agreed
but
with you.
But it wasn't a confident answer.
Yeah, was she like, was just right, like,
I know. I put you on the spot. Not. I'm sorry. I put you on the spot.
Yeah. I feel like she had time to think about it. She might switch it.
I have asked that question on and off air for an hour. That is the first Brady that I've
I know.
Had.
I think the answer is actually neither.
That's what it was. Yeah. No. You're right. I will take that away. We'll ask you five questions that actually count. But first, you have to ask Jen to leave the room. Then we'll start the game.
Jen, could you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Haley.
Thank you.
I like the producer, Stevie, just erased that answer. That was fair, though. She put her on the spot. That was not fair. Okay. So you know how this game works. Jen's in the hallway now. We'll ask you five questions. Once again, that count. This is brought to you by Apex Skin. You answer them to the best of your ability. And then when you're done, we'll play a quick song so we can let Jen know it's time to bring her back into the studio to ask her the same five questions and see if you can win the game. So we're going to begin with, well, Orlando Bloom. It makes sense. And Sydney Sweeney, they were seen walking together in Venice over the weekend. Both stars, newly single. They were in town for the Jeff Bezos, Lauren Sanchez wedding. Obviously, that was a big deal. Orlando Bloom, by the way, apparently wasting no time after it was just revealed that his relationship with this singer is over after 10 years.
Katy Perry.
All right. Question number two. Beyonce was performing the first of two homecoming shows, riding in a red car that flew over stage of the crowd, and all of a sudden got stuck midair, I think kind of at a tilt. Thankfully, she was safely lowered back to the ground.
Yeah, like started tilting down.
That was what would freak me out.
She just kept singing. I mean, she sounded scared, but like still stayed.
Yeah. She was smiling. Of course, she was like, stop. But she got down.
I'd pause the whole show. I'm out.
Oh, absolutely. Might just cancel the concert from there. At least, no. Yeah. So this all happened in her hometown in Texas. By the way, which city is her hometown? It's either Houston or Dallas.
Dallas.
Let's go with question number three. Brad Pitt's F1, the movie, was first place in North America at the box office this weekend. And also, it was his best global opening ever. Now, Brad Pitt received his first Oscar nomination for which 1995 film that also starred Bruce Willis?
Oh, God. I don't know.
That's okay. We'll go with question number four. As Matt Healy stirred the pot at Glastonbury, and fans think the shade was aimed directly at Taylor Swift, and this is why. He was on stage with his band, and he said, and I quote, "I'm probably the best songwriter of my generation. The best, what do we say? A poet," end quote. Give me the name of the Taylor Swift album with poets in the title.
I don't remember the rest of it.
That's all right. We'll go with question number five. It's been confirmed that Selena Gomez will once again be a guest in the upcoming season, the second season, if you will, of Wizards Beyond Waverly Place. Now, Selena Gomez is known for playing which role on that show?
Alex Russo.
There you go. All right. We're going to see how you do with those five questions. And then you're right. We're going to ask Jen those same five questions and see if you can win a round of Trump Tui. That continues next. Haley of Cleveland playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102. Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites brought to you by Apex Skin. Producer Stevie, how'd Haley do?
Haley got two.
Good job, Haley.
Two correct today.
Thank you.
Of course. We're going to see how you do. We're going to see how if it holds up. We're going to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with Orlando Bloom and Sydney Sweeney. Well, they were seen walking together in Venice over the weekend. Both stars, newly single, they were in town for the Jeff Bezos-Lauren Sanchez wedding. Orlando Bloom, well, apparently wasting no time after it was just revealed his relationship with this singer is over after almost 10 years.
Katy Perry.
It was Katy Perry. Moving to question number two. Beyonce was performing the first of two homecoming shows, riding in a red car that flies over the stage, and, well, it got stuck midair. Started tilting. It was an entire thing. Thankfully, she was safely lowered back down to the stage. This all happened in her hometown in Texas. Which city would that be? It's either Houston or Dallas.
Houston.
That is Houston. As you move to question number three, and Brad Pitt's F1, the movie, first place in North American box office over the weekend. By the way, it was Pitt's best ever global opening. Brad Pitt received his first Oscar nomination for which 1995 film that also starred Bruce Willis?
I don't know. It's Die Hard 7.
12 Monkeys. Do you remember that?
Barely.
Yeah, he got his first, like it was, yeah, first Oscar nomination. Did not win though. Question number four. Matty Healy stirred the pot at Glastonbury and fans think it was shade directed towards his ex Taylor Swift. And this is why. While on stage with his band, and I quote, this is what he said. I'm probably the best songwriter of my generation. The best, what do we say? A poet. End quote. Give me the name of the Taylor Swift album with poets in the title.
The Tortured Poets Department.
That would be it. Question number five. It's been confirmed that Selena Gomez will once again be a guest in the upcoming second season of Wizards Beyond Waverly Place.
Don't.
She's known for playing which role on that show?
I don't know. Wendy the Wizard.
Wizard Wendy. Haley did not need the timer for that. Alex Russo.
Oh, that was Stevie, my second guess.
I thought so. I knew it was in the back.
Right,
there.
Right.
Yeah. Final totals?
Haley 2, Jen 3.
Oh, I'm sorry, Haley.
It's all right.
She knew Alex Russo, though, so she's a winner in my book.
You are a winner.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for playing the game. We appreciate that. But you know what you need to say.
My name is Haley from Cleveland, and I did not Trump Tui.
Fran and LaGrange, she's going to play a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Hey, Fran, how are you?
I am good, Kim. How are you?
Good.
Good.
How's LaGrange?
Oh, just yucky. Lots of storms coming through lately, though.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. Well, we hope you win a round of Trump Tui. Let's play the game. You know how to start it. Just ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, would you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room, Fran. Good luck.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Producer Stevie stays with me. She keeps track of the score. Jen is making her way out of the studio. You know how this works. I will ask you five questions. Obviously, there's a timer involved. Producer Stevie keeps track of the score. When you're done answering those five questions, we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen, bring her back into the room, and then we'll ask her the same five questions. If you win, then you are qualified for the grand prize. We'll be qualifying everybody all month long, brought to you by Apex Skin. So here we go. Question number one. We're going to start with LeBron because he has formally opted in for his 23rd season, this time obviously with the Lakers. He's going to become the first player in NBA history to play a 23rd season. Now, LeBron was selected with the first overall pick way back in 2003 in the NBA draft by which team?
Cavaliers.
That's right. Question number two. 12 years after its second season aired and 22 years after it debuted, Lisa Kudrow's The Comeback is, well, coming back next year, apparently, for a third and final season. Now, Lisa Kudrow is best known for playing Phoebe in which long-running sitcom?
Friends.
Question number three. Dua Lipa continued her tradition of covering famous songs during her tour. So this weekend in Ireland, she used the special segment to honor the late Sinead O'Connor with a cover of Nothing Compares to You. In 2023, Dua Lipa released the song Dance the Night for which movie soundtrack?
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't go to the movies often. And if I do, it's kids' movies. I don't know.
That's all right. We'll go with question number four. John Travolta stunned fans at a Grease sing-along by showing up in full Danny Zuko mode. The crowd and original castmates went wild as he strutted on stage in his signature leather T-Birds jacket. What is the name of the car the T-Birds fix up in the film Grease?
Well, wouldn't it be a Thunderbird?
Question number five. Olivia Rodrigo gave fans a moment to remember on her show on Friday by bringing Ed Sheeran to the stage, where the two of them and their guitars performed Ed's breakout song, The A-Team. Finish these, The A-Team lyrics.
No.
She's in the class A-Team, stuck in her daydream, been this way since blank.
Day one?
All right, let's go with that. We'll see if you're right about that answer and how you did with the other four questions. And then Jen has to answer those same five questions. That's next on Star 102.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Fran is in LaGrange. She answered five questions a minute ago, right in the middle of a round of Trump Tui, which is brought to you by Apex Skin. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Producer Stevie, it's time to let Fran know how she did.
Fran got two.
There
good
you go,
job,
Fran.
Fran.
Oh, man, I thought I got three.
Oh, all right, man. We'll change it. She got three. All right, no, I'm kidding. I wish I could. All right, question. We'll go ask, obviously, ask Jen the same five questions. So Fran got two. Let's see how Jen does with those five questions. We're going to begin with LeBron James as he has formally opted into a 23rd season. This one with the Lakers. He's going to be the first player in NBA history to play 23 seasons. LeBron was selected with the first overall pick back in 2003 in the NBA draft by which team?
The Cavs.
Yes, Cleveland Cavaliers, of course. Question number two. 12 years after its second season aired, 22 years after it debuted, Lisa Kudrow's The Comeback is, well, coming back next year for a third and final season.
Oh.
I know. Lisa Kudrow is best known for playing Phoebe in which long-running sitcom?
Friends.
That is Friends. Question number three. Dua Lipa continued her tradition of covering famous songs during her tour. This weekend in Ireland, she used a special segment to honor the late Sinead O'Connor with a cover of Nothing Compares to You. In 2023, Dua Lipa released the song Dance the Night for which movie soundtrack?
The Barbie movie.
It was the Barbie movie. As we move to question number four, John Travolta stunned fans at a Grease sing-along by showing up in full Danny Zuko mode. The crowd and original castmates, they went wild, strutting the stuff on stage in his signature leather T-Birds jacket.
I don't like how you're saying that.
What is the name of the car the T-Birds fix up in the film Grease?
Grease Lightning.
It is Grease Lightning.
Beautiful.
Question number five. Olivia Rodrigo gave fans a moment to remember at her show on Friday by bringing Ed Sheeran to the stage, where the two of them and their guitars performed Ed's breakout song, The A-Team. Finish these, the A-Team lyrics. She's in the class A-Team, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since blank.
18.
18 is correct. Final totals.
Fran, 2, Jen, 5.
Oh, my goodness.
No, Fran, I'm sorry. It was just one of those days.
I didn't go for the naming of the car. I went for the make of the car.
You did go for the make of the car, which we got. I thought, I was like, oh, yeah, I should go for the make of the car. That's all right. Jen got all 5.
Sorry.
Congratulations, Jen.
Thank you.
Fran, we love that you listen to the show. It's always good to hear from you, but you know what you need to say.
This is Fran from LaGrange, and I did not trump Kiwi.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.